from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia food self-sufficiency achieved faster than target. Indonesia-Turkey to hold inaugural 2+2 meeting on cooperation. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that food self-sufficiency was achieved faster than target. This achievement is followed by the government's commitment to strengthen the welfare of farmers and fishermen. Rizka Fadila has the details.
President of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto stated that he was proud that Indonesia was able to achieve rice self-sufficiency within a year. He disclosed it in a speech during the Harvest Festival in Karawang, West Java on Wednesday. According to him, the services of farmers are the main foundation of national food security, so the government is obliged to be present to defend the interests of Indonesian farmers and fishermen.
Kita tidak bakal merdeka tanpa...
We will not be independent without the services of our farmers. I was asked to defend the interests of Indonesian farmers and fishermen. This is truly an honor for me.
Ini sungguh kehormatan bagi saya.
At the same time, President Prabowo is committed to lowering animal feed prices to increase the income of farmers and ranchers. This step is expected to strengthen the national food sector while also improving the welfare of rural communities.
Dijanjikan bahwa jagung pun.
It was promised that we would soon be self-sufficient in corn as well. Feed would be cheap for all farmers and breeders. We will lower the price of feed. We have already lowered the price of fertilizer. If possible, we will lower the price of fertilizer again.
President Prabowo Subianto has announced that Indonesia is officially self-sufficient in food by 2025. He thanked all farmers and fishermen for making food self-sufficiency possible within 1 year of his leadership, faster than the target. As a result, Prabowo now aims to prove that Indonesia can achieve food self-sufficiency every year. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono and Defense Minister Syahri Samsudin are scheduled to depart for Turkey to attend the inaugural Indonesian-Turkey 2+2 meeting on Friday. Spokesperson of Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yvonne Mewengkang, revealed it during a press briefing on Thursday in Jakarta.
Malam ini Menlu RI akan berkolak ke Ankara.
Tonight, the Indonesian Foreign Minister will depart for Ankara to attend the inaugural Indonesia-Turkey 2+2 meeting, which will be held tomorrow, January 9th. He will also, together with the Indonesian Defense Minister, pay a courtesy call on President Erdogan in Istanbul, scheduled for January 10th. This meeting marks the first Indonesia-Turkey 2+2 meeting and is a follow-up to the high-level Strategic Cooperation Council meeting between President Prabowo and President Erdogan, which was held in Bogor in February last year.
Yvonne Mewengkang said the 2+2 meeting will discuss strategic bilateral cooperation in areas such as security, trade, and economy development. and also energy. During the meeting with President Erdogan, Foreign Minister Sugiono will also convey an invitation from President Prabowo for President Erdogan to attend the D8 summit, which is scheduled to be held in April this year in Indonesia. The Indonesian government has moved swiftly to resolve the health service in disaster-affected areas of Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. Details were delivered by the Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikeng, during a joint press conference with the National Agency for Disaster Management in Jakarta on Wednesday. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has the full report.
Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikeng said the initial focus was on reviving critical life-saving services, particularly hospitals, through the establishment of the Health Emergency Operations Center and cross-sector collaboration. All affected hospitals were able to resume services within 2 weeks.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank God we are working together with the military, police, disaster mitigation agency, and the local governments. Within 2 weeks, we managed to put these 9 hospitals back into operation to serve patients. All 87 regional public hospitals in the disaster area, including the 9 that were flooded up to West Haiti, were able to begin operating again.
RSUD di daerah bencana, termasuk 9 yang banjirnya setinggi pinggang lebih, yang benar-benar udah alatnya udah nggak keruh-keruhan, itu bisa mulai beroperasi kembali.
In the second phase, the government focus on restoring services at community health center or puskesmas. Of the 867 affected facilities, 152 received severe damage and temporarily ceased operation. As of early January 2026, only 3 puskesmas in Aceh remain non-operational and are scheduled for complete reconstruction.
Dan alhamdulillah,
thank God, as of early January 2026, only 3 remain unable to operate. One has its facility completely destroyed after being struck by large logs. The reconstruction process is currently underway.
Jambu Raklat dan di Aceh Timur Lokop. Yang Lokop ini benar-benar sudah hancur. Jadi ketimpa kayu-kayu besar ya. Jadi puskesmas rubuh, sekarang sedang kita bangun baru.
Entering the third phase of recovery, the government is now focusing on fully restoring health services to normal conditions. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is entering the reconstruction and economic recovery phase following disasters in Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. The focus is on community empowerment and strengthening micro, small, and medium enterprises. Anissa Audrita has the full report.
Speaking to the press after a ministerial-level coordination meeting with Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment, Muhaimin Iskandar, in Jakarta on Wednesday, January 7, Minister for Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, stated, the reconstruction and economic recovery phase for affected businesses will begin on January 9, 2026. Maman Abdurrahman said the government has established an integrated service center to provide business assistance, access to financing, and marketing facilitation for MSMEs in disaster-affected areas.
Following the direction and coordination meetings led by the Coordinating Ministry for the Community Empowerment under Syakimin, the Ministry of MSMEs has established the UMKM Bangkit Clinic, which will provide the 3 main services.
Klinik UMKM Bangkit, di mana klinik UMKM Bangkit ini akan memberikan 3 layanan.
Maman Abdurrahman added that the government is also focusing MSMEs recovery on credit relaxation under the People's Business Credit Program for more than 200,000 affected businesses, enabling them to resume production.
Alhamdulillah, sekarang sudah mulai.
Thank God, economic activity has begun to move again. The next step is comprehensive monitoring and mapping as we enter the reconstruction and economic recovery phase starting January 9, as stated by the coordinating minister.
Yaitu mulai tanggal 9 Januari ini kita sudah mulai masuk ke fase rekonstruksi dan pemulihan ekonomi.
Maman Abdurrahman said the minister will continue coordinating with the Coordinating Ministry for Community Empowerment and related ministries to ensure sustainable and equitable economic recovery, particularly for MSMEs across all disaster affected regions. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya discussed the progress of housing in Sumatra with Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo, Minister of Housing and Settlement Marwar Sirait, and Head of State-Owned Enterprises Regulatory Body at the Cabinet Secretary Office, Jakarta, Wednesday evening. The Cabinet Secretariat announced on its Instagram page that the construction of Danantara housing in 6 regions will be completed and ready for use within the next 2 weeks. While restoring public facilities ranging from roads to water supply, the Ministry of Public Works is also accelerating the construction of residential houses in Aceh, which is targeted to be completed in early February. The Indonesian National Police have undercovered social media communities that spread extremism to school children, inspiring acts of violence both domestically and abroad. Ramasid Kipratama has more.
Be careful, because this is the most dangerous one. If you cannot be careful, because it will, it can be exploded.
The National Police Special Detachment 88, or Densus 88, has identified 27 social media groups that disseminate extremist ideology to school-aged children. These groups are affiliated with the globally networked True Crime Community, or TCC, subculture. At a press conference on Wednesday, January 7th, Densus 88 analyst Senior Commissioner Mahendra Eka Wardana said that 70 children aged between 11 and 19 from 19 provinces across Indonesia were members of the groups. He added that most of them have undergone assessment and counseling.
Ada 70 anak di 19 provinsi, ya.
There are 70 children in 19 provinces, with the highest number in Jakarta at 15 people, followed by West Java with 12 and East Java with 11. After that, they are spread across several other regions. Of these 70 children, approximately 67 have undergone assessment, mapping, counseling, and so on, involving various stakeholders in their respective regions.
Stakeholders yang ada di masing-masing wilayah.
Mahendra explained that the group circulated short videos, animations, and music that glorify extremism as inspiration for violent acts, including the use of far-right symbols. Densus 88 also warned of the potential for terrorism if radical extremist ideology is left unchecked, as it could inspire similar behavior. Mahendra cited the case of Mario Naufal, a 15-year-old who carried out a stabbing at a school in Moscow, Russia in mid-December, allegedly inspired by a bombing at the State Senior High School 72 in Jakarta in early November.
Nah, di dalam gagang senjata, pelaku penusukan di Moscow.
On the handle of the weapon used by the perpetrator of the stabbing Moscow, Russia, we can see that he wrote the words Jakarta bombing. It says Jakarta bombing 2025. This was then taken by the individual and uploaded within this community. It is suspected that this was inspired by the bombing incident in State High School 72 in Jakarta.
Ini terinspirasi adanya insiden bom SMAN 72 di Jakarta.
Currently, the Indonesian National Police, the National Counterterrorism Agency, and the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education are working to provide psychosocial assistance to the teenagers through a non-legal approach. According to the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, the True Crime Community, or TCC, refers to a fandom or fan communities interested in real-life crime, but which have been exploited by extremist members obsessed with notorious killers and sometimes attempt to carry out similar acts of violence. Ramasid Kipratama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Quality Assurance Agency of the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries of Bangka Belitung Island Province reported that the value of fisheries exports from Bangka Belitung increased in 2025 compared to the previous year, reaching approximately $40 million, up 19.58% from 2024. The head of Ministry Quality Assurance Agency of Bangka Belitung Island Province, Dedi Arif Hendrianto, revealed that achievement in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday, January 7.
Tapi kalau kami melihat sih, Yang pertama adalah trust.
But from our perspective, the first factor is the global market's trust in Indonesia that our fishery products are guaranteed in quality and safe for consumption. This makes end users feel confident, leading to higher demand. Secondly, international markets have also begun shifting towards seafood consumption, which continues to increase.
Makan seafood sudah mulai makin tinggi.
Furthermore, he emphasized the commitment of the agency in collaboration with local governments to continue boosting fisheries exports. Six Indonesian fishermen who were stranded in Timor-Leste waters due to engine failure have finally returned to their homeland. This successful repatriation is the result of intensive coordination between Indonesian Embassy in Bili Island and Maritime Authorities. The full report is presented by Kiki Novita Sari Purba.
During the handover ceremony held in Atambua, East Nusa Tenggara on Wednesday, the six fishermen were officially returned to Indonesian authorities for repatriation to their place of origin. Previously, the fishermen were found by the Bayu Udan Oil Platform in the Timor Sea after being adrift without adequate supply due to engine damage. Minister Consular of the Indonesian Embassy in Dili, Nugroho Yuwono Aribimo, explained the immediately move quickly to process cross-border permits because the fishermen had entered Timor-Leste territory without official document.
Itu kami mendengar informasi, kami sudah berkoordinasi dengan.
As soon as we received the information, we immediately coordinated with the relevant authorities in Timor-Leste, including the Water Police, Immigration, Customs, and with the IMN, the National Maritime Authority. We picked them up with a Water Police boat, then we took them to the Indonesian Embassy, where they stayed in temporary housing.
Meanwhile, Bakamla, which has been monitoring this situation since the report of lost contact was received, ensured that the entire repatriation process was carried out to guarantee the safety of the fishermen until they reached their families.
Atas perintah dari Bapak,
on the orders of the head of Bakamla RI, Vice Admiral TNI Irfansyah, he instructed us to coordinate intensively with the Indonesian Embassy in Dili regarding the entire repatriation process. And today, we are grateful that the repatriation process has been carried out well. Everything was successful. We will return the fishermen to their families.
Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Purba Valley, located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in the Green Valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. Explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. you have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Lembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Lembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air, and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Dear listeners, today's editions of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you the Kaaba Hill from Bengkulu. Listeners, Kaaba Hill is included in the Nature Tourism Park, the largest flower conservation area in the world, namely the giant Rafflesia arnoldi flowers, and has an area of around 13,940 hectares and is at an altitude of more than 1,900 meters above sea level. This natural tourist area is located in Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu province, and about 90 kilometers west of Bengkulu city. For visitors who want to visit this location, can reach it from Bengkulu city or Palembang city via Lahat Regency. Access to this natural tourist location is also quite easy. Surrounded by natural conditions that are still very beautiful, this location is one of the favorite tourist attractions for visitors, especially Bengkulu residents or beginners climbers. Visitors who come to this location will be presented with a natural view in the form of tropical rainforest, which is still very natural and gives the impressions of calm and the air is quite cool. To get to the top of this hill, there are two access points, namely via footpath, which can be only traversed on foot, or via a paved road, which can be passed by both two-wheeled and four-wheeled vehicles. Footpaths can be chosen for visitors who want to get a natural atmosphere with hiking activities. Meanwhile, the paved path is intended for visitors who do not have enough stamina to hike on foot. When starting to climb Kaaba Hills, visitors will enjoy the panoramic view of the vegetable gardens of local residents. When entering the forest area, visitors will feel the cool air and the chirping of birds, which seem to welcome the visitors. The further go up, visitors will find that the tree vegetation becomes less and less. This indicates the journey is getting closer to the camping locations. This camping location is often used by visitors to enjoy views of the sunrise or sunset. From this location, visitors can continue the journey, which is divided into two more routes, namely the ascending and descending routes. Visitors who want to enjoy views of the mountain crater from the top of the hill will choose the climbing routes. Meanwhile, those who want to see the crater up close will choose the descending route. For visitors who want to see the crater up close, it is recommended to wear a mask because the smell of the sulfur is very strong around the crater. In this tourist area, there are several facilities that were deliberately built by the management for the comfort of visitors. The management of this hill, or known as Pok Darwish or Tourist Awareness Group, provides facilities such as transportations, accommodations, food, or catering facilities for climbers who choose to camp at the locations, guides, and much more. The entrance ticket price offered by the management is quite cheap. Visitors will only be charged an entrance fee of around 5,000 rupiah per person, and BUMDES or village-owned enterprise service of 6,500 Indonesian rupiahs. Meanwhile, vehicle parking costs range from 10,000 to 15,000 rupiahs. That was Indonesian Wonder for today's editions. I'll see you again.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the perusahaan ekspedisi. The perusahaan ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. 1.300.000 rupiah, 1.300.000 rupiah, which means 1.300.000 rupiah. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, 1.300.000 rupiah per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, 1.300.000 rupiah per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is 1.300.000 rupiah for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim. Which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, 1.300.000 rupiah per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, 1.300.000 rupiah per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is 1.300.000 rupiah for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
berakhir sudah harapanku untuk memiliki hatimu. Hancur semua anganku, semua hayalanku, dirimu diriku menjadi satu. Tahukah kamu bahwa diriku terlanjur jatuh dalam cintamu, hingga dirimu bunuh mimpiku. Sudah ku beri semua segala yang kau minta untuk memuaskan maumu, tapi kau membalasnya begitu kejam hingga hancurkan diriku, mimpiku. Bahwa diriku terlanjur jatuh dalam cintamu, hingga dirimu bunuh mimpiku, bunuh mimpiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sayangku,
Of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Penjaga Hati by Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released in 2001, was popularized by an Indonesian noted male singer, Ari Lasso. The song composed by Piyu Padi tells about someone who really admires the love of his life. He will give up his whole to be the guardian of her heart. Well, listener, here is Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong with the song Penjaga Hati. Happy listening!
Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Takkan ku temui wanita sepertimu, takkan ku dapatkan rasa cinta ini.
cinta sepertimu, takkan ku dapatkan rasa cinta ini. Kebahagiaan